them on. It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
There you are.
Oh, sorry.
I cut you off.
Oh, you did.
You're starting to sing, so I hit the mute button.
No, I was just yawning.
Oh, yeah. Well, hard to tell the difference, really.
Hey, you had a great ball game last night.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Congratulations to RC.
You bet. Richland Center winning in 9 innings, yeah. 2-1. Just a really good ball game.
Good.
And, boy, I've been fortunate. The last two broadcasts I've had were walk-off wins. So Richland Center baseball and then softball last night. And you get those 5-seed and 4-seed matchups, and they are some.
You never know
games.
What you get.
Yep. But hats off to the pitchers last night. Kyrie Fisher of Richland Center had 19 strikeouts, and the young Hill girl from Lancaster had, what did she have?
10, wasn't it?
10, so you have between 29, and then the relief pitcher for Lancaster, I think she had 2 strikeouts, so 31 total in the ball game.
That's impressive.
Yes, it is.
So, very good pitching.
Very good pitching.
But anyway, what else are you up to today?
Let me see. What are we doing today? Usually Wednesday, when I don't have a game, I'm getting caught up on other things.
Well, since it's raining, that's not going
to
happen.
I'll have to put up a memo about some of the things that you're doing and have done or not done or will do.
Well, so have not done will be a long list.
Right.
Done is going to be a short list.
Right. But anyway, but good luck to the Tracksters. They're top four move on to the sectionals, and I believe most of those are on Friday. And again, baseball and softball play in the same day on Thursday.
I can't stand that.
I don't understand that. I was talking to a fellow broadcaster over the weekend, and they said Minnesota makes sure that baseball and softball and track are all separated. I'm not sure.
And they should be.
And I'm not sure how come Wisconsin has never done that, but it is, because baseball and softball will be the same day Thursday and then the same day next Tuesday, and
that just
shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be, especially you have two really good teams.
Right.
I mean, You want as many people there cheering for your kids as possible.
Right. And I know 2 or 3 different sets of parents that have a son on the baseball team and a daughter on the softball team.
And someone on the track team.
Someone on the track team.
That,
it happens. Yep.
The WRCO mud puddle is back alive.
Well, not yet. It's getting there, though.
But I'm getting ready to go out there.
The vibe's getting a wash today.
Do you want me to go out there and scrub it down?
Maybe. Or? That'd be a good idea.
That would get the list to do.
Mm-hmm. Put it on the list.
Yep.
Anyway, fact or Hanko today.
Yeah, we've got some.
Fact or Hanko. Hank knows the guy who's on the lam in Arkansas running from the cops.
Did you? All right. This is a story about this. His name is Grant Hardin. All right. He murdered and raped several people in Arkansas in 2017. Before that, though, there were some. Seriously, and this is all true. I graduated with this guy. Was older than me in Pea Ridge High School.
So he graduated from Pea Ridge.
Yes. Oh yeah. So did you get the link that I sent you on that?
No.
Okay. But anyway, his name is Grant Hardin. All right, and he at one time, and I'm not lying, he threw a rock at me one time, and I saved that rock. I don't know, for almost a year, and I finally got him back. Threw it back at him. So then,
now he's breaking out of Arkansas prison and he's coming to get you.
Not yet. Oh. But he took that rock, okay, and found me in the lunchroom a couple months later, okay, and made me eat the rock with pineapple cake.
No way.
I promise you. He was a very strong, strong individual.
Wow.
So anyway, there's like 3 or 4 murders, unsolved murders on the ridge. And the ridge is where I'm from, Gann Ridge Road. And he only lived about 3 miles from my house.
Wow. And he's still on the loose. That
he's
was
still
on the national
loose.
News this morning. Yeah. And, well, they said he was a former sheriff, too. Is that right?
No, former cops or police department. He was a chief police in Gateway, Arkansas. And yeah, he should have never been a cop. His temper is horrible.
Wow.
I mean,
so
horrible.
You could see his future back in high school, it sounds like.
Yeah, He was just a...
Some anger issues.
Yeah, especially you carry a rock around for a year like I did.
Well, you had some issues too, but you know, whatever. You wound up in radio and he went the other way.
Or wound up in something. Yeah, he's very, very dangerous.
He hasn't called you yet, has he?
No, I don't think he knows my number.
Okay.
So, anyway, my number is...
I'd hate to see you eat another rock.
He... So. That's a true story. And it's just, he was just a mean guy. So.
Yeah.
So very.
There was something in the past there that.
He was very, didn't have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Too bad.
Except for his rock.
So
that I had to eat.
He's hiding in the forest somewhere in Arkansas right now.
Yeah. So he's probably on the way back. And this is a crazy story, but it even gets better. The guy he murdered on the ridge, my cousin John was witness to that. And my cousin is basically the one that witnessed to put him in prison.
Wow.
So.
Mm. And then, someday they might be interviewing you for a true crime special. And your cousin.
And that, my friend, is fact.
That's fact.
That's fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
What else is going on?
So I'm glad that P. Ridge can be recognized for a murder.
For something, yeah.
Besides Hank. Phil, Hank, truth or Hanko, okay? You swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep.
I don't think that's true.
It's false. Totally false. Spiders want nothing to do with your snoring face.
What if you accidentally suck one in, though, and you're like, you know?
Could you have, it's just like a vol, like a.
Yep.
Whoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy. You can legally duel someone in Texas as long as both people. You can still legally duel someone in Texas as long as both people agree.
I think that's probably true.
It's Hank.
No?
Oh, no. Man. But I just thought, you know what? I had a Texas question yesterday. I'm just going to ask another one. The average person walks... Boy, this is weird. The average person walks past 36 murderers in a lifetime.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you've obviously walked by one.
Probably 36 times.
Yeah, you probably did. Passing him in the hall. I'll say that's true.
It's Hanko.
What?
It's a wild internet myth. No proof. Just sleep tight. Don't worry about it, buddy.
Okay.
There's a museum dedicated for you and I.
Really?
Or to failed products.
Failed? Hey, that's got to be true.
It is true.
Right.
The Museum of Failure exists in Sweden and other locations. That would be really neat to see.
We could be the statues out front. You know?
We're pretty much statues here.
Right.
So, in France, you can legally marry a dead person.
Wow. Man, that's out of sight. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. With a presidential approval. It's rare. Get it? It's rare.
Yes.
Bad pun.
Weird.
In Alaska, it's illegal to wake a bear for a photo.
Well, I don't know if it's illegal, but it'd be stupid, wouldn't it? the old adage, let a sleeping bear lie.
Don't poke the bear.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's false.
No, it's true. You can't wake a bear to make a photo. And also, it's a really bad idea.
It wouldn't be smart. No. Get that.
Dear Grant.
Selfie with the, yeah.
In Vermont, women must have their husband's permission to wear false teeth.
In Vermont?
In Vermont.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. An old law technically still on the books. In Germany, sneezing loudly in public is considered a misdemeanor.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's a bunch of Hanko. There's no such law unless you're on the Autobahn.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah, you're flying. I've been on there once. Gesundheit. That's a German word, isn't it?
I have no idea.
I think it is. Sounds like it is.
I couldn't even spell it.
No, I know I couldn't.
In Somalia, it's a crime to forget your wife's birthday.
A crime. To forget your wife's birthday. I think that's probably true.
Yeah, they probably got it from you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is a fact.
Yeah. No,
it's considered a punishable offense.
Wow. I've never forgotten June's birthday.
Never.
No. April 24th. Right there.
Just April 24th? Did you get anything this past year?
I don't want to say the year.
1980.
Yeah, right.
In the UK, it's illegal to handle a salmon in suspicious circumstances.
Handle a what?
Salmon? A salmon? Fish.
A fish. A salmon. I'm going to say that's true.
It's hard to say salmon. It's a salmon. Salamander.
A salamander.
It is fact.
Fact.
Under the Solomon Act of 1986, it's a weirdly real.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fact in Hanko today.
A lot of stuff we didn't need.
Right. Exactly. You know? Well, why would today be any different? Right.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know.
That's hurtful.
Yeah. Well, go lock your door and we'll.
You took the lock off.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm lucky to have a door.
It's out in the dumpster, I think.
Buddy, have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
Yep, sounds good. That's Hank Bray.